You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am Kyle Walsh, your host of Truth to Power, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This will be the greatest 60 minutes in radio here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And if you want to call in on today's conversation, we got good ones, good multiple. I told you I have some guests coming today. You can always call in, text in at 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. Again, 833-212-1017. Make sure you watch and stream us live on the YouTubes by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe so you never miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. And shout out to DJ Ricky.
You know you want to say the other one. You know you want to say the other one.
We got guests.
We got company.
We got company today. So DJ Ricky holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Yeah.
And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Happy Veterans Day to start. Happy to all the veterans. I got veterans in my family, so shout out to all the veterans who serve and protect our country. But with that being said, Truth Nation, I do want to jump into today's conversation because, like I told y'all yesterday, I was so excited for an opportunity to have a conversation talking about the heart of Canal Street. And I'm so excited to have Sarah Neubauer, Community Engagement Manager at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, here today to talk about the heart of Canal Street. Oh, wow. Yeah, got everything. And just so you know, because I'm be honest, this, I wasn't 100% familiar with this, but once I heard about it, I said, oh, wow, we've been doing this right here in our backyard. And so the Heart of Canal Street is just one of the signature programs that Pottawatomie Casino Hotel has. And I just really want y'all to learn about it because your business can have an opportunity potentially to be part of this in the future at some point, but also to continue to support all the businesses here in Milwaukee that get some great support from Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. But Sarah, thank you so much for joining Truth to Power. How are you doing today?
Good.
She says she's doing. There you go.
Good. Thank you for having me.
No, it's good. It's good. Now, Sarah, excited. Sarah always joins us on Kyle Bruston-Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin. So she's joined us before. So it's her first time on Truth to Power. You feel comfortable?
I feel comfortable.
That's good. Well, we can get right into it. Can you start with what is the heart of Canal Street and why is it so important of a tradition for Pottawatomie in Milwaukee's community?
Yeah, so like you said before, Heart of Canal Street is Pottawatomie's signature giving program. And,
Scoot up closer to the mic.
Oh, okay. So, there we go.
Yeah.
Heart of Canal Street is Pottawatomie's signature giving program. And we are so lucky to have the community support through this. And so it's a way to give back to children's charities. And it's a great part of Milwaukee.
Yeah, no, absolutely a great part of Milwaukee. I'm gonna help you out. Just truth to power. I got you here. I turned her mic too down because I didn't want her to be. Now go ahead and say something, Sarah.
Check.
Can you hear yourself?
I can.
That's fantastic. It's weird not being able to hear yourself, Truth Nation. But again, we are joined by Sarah Neubauer, Community Engagement Manager at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, who's talking about the heart of Canal Street. Now, over 30 years in $21 million raised. That is no small feat. What do you think has allowed this program to remain such a lasting and impactful force for local kids here? That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to be given out, Sarah.
It is. It's wonderful because we have the community support. I think that's one of the main reasons. And not just we're supporting the community, but the community is coming back and supporting everyone and all of the children here. And then the other thing is it's meaningful impact. And people know that when they're giving to the heart of Canal Street, they're making that impact that is every dollar going towards children's charities right here in Milwaukee, right here in southeastern Wisconsin. So I think people know that by now, and it's a really great program.
Now, I do want to talk about how this program works, right? Can you walk us through how the charities are selected and what makes the random drawing element so unique? Because I was talking to Luis, who also works at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, and he was telling me about how it randomly gets selected. They bring a whole bunch of people in for this great event who have been nominated, and there's a unique way that you all decide who wins.
Yes, it's very fun. We like to do it fair here at Potawatomi. So basically, if your charity is approved to join us on that day, you can come out and then see if your charity is randomly selected through a random generator that looks like a slot machine. So it's very fun and it kind of gives you an idea of the lottery. So no one knows. We don't know. It's approved by the Gaming Commission and everything. So it's very fun for everyone.
That is so cool. Again, we're being joined by Sarah Neubauer from Potawatomi Casino Hotel, talking about the heart of Canal Street. And I know there's an important date coming up because now through December 10th, there are a lot of ways for people to share their heart. Tell us about the bingo game and other fun ways guests can contribute just by visiting Potawatomi.
Yes. So whether you're a bingo player, you'd like to get into bingo, or you're a foodie, we have a bunch of opportunities to support Heart of Canal Street. So we have bingo going on, the Heart of Canal Street bingo game. When you play that game, half of the proceeds of the winnings goes towards Heart of Canal Street. Half goes towards the winner of that bingo game.
Is that the bingo I'm participating in?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Truth Nation, make sure y'all come on out Monday, November 24th, I believe. That's the day I think I'm signed up for. 24th, 25th. But come on out to the bingo game. I'll be co-hosting bingo at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Make sure y'all come on out for a great cause.
Yes.
Can they win money too?
Yes.
Well?
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win.
That is fantastic. That's so great that you all do something like this. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about, for the Heart of Canal Street, how does somebody get involved with this in the sense of, I have a local business that impacts children, right? Mm-hmm. How do I get involved with this? How can I sign up with this? And how much money can a business potentially get from the Heart of Canal Street competition?
Yeah, so these are all 501c3 children's charities. So there's eligibility. So if you meet the eligibility criteria, you can be entered into the random drawing on December 10th. So what you have to do is just go to potawatomi.com/heart and then apply online through that application and then see if you're eligible or ineligible. If you're eligible, that's, again, a 501c3 nonprofit that supports children's charities. You have to be an established nonprofit for at least 5 years. You have to be part of the southeastern Wisconsin counties, and there's a few more others as well, but those are the main criterias, and then you're good to go.
That is so incredible, because when you're talking about the different charities that have been impacted, think about anything financially that can help support kids. That is so important. It's great to have Potawatomi Casino Hotel right here in the community, giving back to the community. But as part of the event and fundraising, there's even a special milkshake this year. Can you tell us about that theme food and drink special and how that can help support? Now, I know it's getting a little cold, but I love me a milkshake.
Yes. So outside of the bingo game, we have other opportunities to fundraise for Heart of Canal Street. So we have the milkshake at Mini and Wow, which is located in our marketplace at Potawatomi. That is the Fruity Pebbles milkshake, and a portion of that goes towards Heart of Canal Street.
Oh, okay.
And then we also have the Cup of Heart Refresher at Cream City Coffee Company, and a portion of that as well goes to Heart of Canal Street. And then if you are a bingo player and you want to support more, additionally, we have lucky bingo trolls and bingo daubers located at Provisions for you to purchase as well.
That is fantastic to hear. Now, what kind of impact does the donation from Heart of Canal Street typically have on these organizations?
It's a huge impact. It's a game changer a lot of times. Sometimes this money can help them, you know, bring a new program to their charity, serve more children, or sometimes just keep the essentials programs going for those kids. So it can be a huge impact. Sometimes they're winning, each charity is winning about
$20,000. $20,000. At least $20,000. Now we're going to hit this again. Mm-hmm. Sarah, can you tell everybody here on Truth Nation where they can go? They are a 501c3 and they help a local nonprofit that helps children. Where can they go for their opportunity to win at least $20,000, for a chance to win at least $20,000 with the Heart of Canal Street?
That's potawatomi.com/heart, potawatomi.com/heart.
That is so fantastic. Now, Sarah, we've got a couple more here I want to get through. For anyone listening and wants to get involved and hasn't visited Potawatomi in a while, what would you say to encourage them to come out and play their part in the Heart of Canal Street?
I would say, if you haven't been to Potawatomi in a while, this is a great opportunity. Check out everything that's going on. We have the bingo. We have great food all across our property. So this is your chance to have some fun and give back to the community all under one roof and have a great time.
Yes, yes, yes. As somebody said here on YouTube, 1017 The Truth on YouTube, support our babies. And this is a great way to support the youth and the babies through Potawatomi Casino Hotels, Heart of Canal Street. And again, can you tell people December 10th, what is that? Why is that such a big date?
So December 10th is the day that we invite all of the approved children's charities to come out. And then that's the day they figure out and we all find out if they're a winner through the random generator. So 25 of those charities are going to be randomly chosen. We had 4 charities that are previously picked by media partners. And then 1 charity has already been previously picked through a team member as well at Potawatomi. So they get to go on stage.
And they can still apply for that right now?
Yes.
Again, one more time, Sarah, give us that website.
Potawatomi.com/heart.
Potawatomi.com/heart for your chance to sign up and be one of the great recipients of the Heart of Canal Street, which is presented in a program from Potawatomi Casino Hotel for your chance to win at least $20,000. We're also going to have on 1017 The Truth, you're going to have an opportunity to hear from, you know, other like Pearls for Teen Girls, other programs that had an opportunity to win that money and impact our children in a positive way. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, this is Truth to Power here with Kyle Wallace. Thank you so much to Sarah Neubauer, Community Engagement Manager at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, for joining us here today to talk about the Heart of Canal Street and the impact that it makes, that Potawatomi makes right here in the city of Milwaukee. Now, on the other side, when we come back, I got more information, y'all. I know a lot of times I like to bring y'all to smoke in the fire, but today is about information, right? Important information. So when we come back, tomorrow's a big deadline when it comes to FEMA assistance, with that deadline for people in our community who are looking to get additional support for any type of damage that they had. I'm going to be joined by April Atkins. April's going to join me to have a conversation talking about how you can get assistance before tomorrow's deadline and what the Small Business Administration with the United States is also doing to help you. So make sure you keep it locked right here on Truth to Power, because we got more good information coming. And once again, thank you so much to Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Sarah Neubauer, for joining us here today. But Truth Nation, keep it locked. We got more coming on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. We are live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. And I am so excited now. Once again, we spoke to Sarah Neubauer from Potawatomi Casino Hotel about a great opportunity for you, or if you have a nonprofit organization or somebody who has a nonprofit organization that is supporting children, to win up to win at least $20,000, which is a great program. Visit potawatomi.com/heart. But now I'm excited to have a conversation now to be joined by April Atkins from the Small Business Administration, because she reached out and we know what the big deadline is coming up, and I feel like it's so important that we have a conversation talking about this. So let me welcome in April Atkins from the Small Business Administration. April, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Kyle. Thank you for having me.
No, absolutely. I'm happy to have you because, again, this is an important conversation that we need to have. We all know what happened here in Milwaukee County and across southeastern Wisconsin when it comes to the devastating floods that happened in August, where a lot of people saw a lot of damage. The city, Milwaukee County saw $33 million, $34 million worth of damage. Residents saw $33 million worth of damage. So it was very, very devastating. And I just wanted you to be able to come on today to really talk about this important deadline coming up. So can you just talk about what everybody needs to know for November 12th and why that is a big day here in the state of Wisconsin?
Yes, that's for our physical damage deadline. Now, we are here to help. We've been in Milwaukee for about a couple of months now, helping with the disaster and just helping people to recover and rebuild their lives. And there's three different loans that we have for survivors to take part in. And we have our business physical damage loan. We also have our EIDL loan, as well as our home disaster loans. Now, each of these loans are different, but they are here to help. The first two loans I mentioned, the business loan, the EIDL loans, survivors can get up to $2 million to replace their businesses as well as their real estate. For the home disaster loans, these are for renters and homeowners to get the $500,000 for their personal property, and then also you get $100,000 for their personal property as well as their vehicles that were damaged.
Now, when you talk about these loans again, April, what is when people are, because obviously you have the assistance money, the grant money, or kind of grant money that people can get where they can apply for that FEMA disaster relief assistance that has a deadline for tomorrow, November 12th, 2025. Now, you're talking about additional loans people can apply for. Now, when people are applying for these loans, what does that process look like? What does the interest rate look like? What are they looking like when they are applying for these loans for assistance?
So each application will be different based on the applicant's background and their credit history and their payment history. So for the home loans, they get 6% credit interest. For business loans, you get up to 8% credit interest. And for nonprofit organizations, you get 3.625% for credit interest. Now, this is different for each applicant. I want to emphasize that. And for the loan terms, the law authorizes loan terms up to 30 years. However, the law restricts businesses with credit available elsewise to a maximum of 7 year terms. So I want to make sure I just put that out there.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, when people who are looking for this assistance for their business or renters or homeowners, when they are going through this application, do they get denied? What should they do? Should they keep looking or should they contact somebody? What should they do?
They should go online and try again. We have our government website is going to be sba.gov/disaster. You can also call us at 1-800-659-2955 to talk to a customer service representative to find other options, but please keep trying to apply. Do not give up.
Now, thank you so much. Now, what information or documentation do applicants need to have ready before they apply?
I believe they will probably need a credit history, but that's what the customer service representative will talk about. I'm more so just here to discuss what SBA offers. We also have mitigation improvement application that loan applicants can apply for as well if there was any water damage. So I also want to put that out there as well.
Okay. Thank you so much. Again, we're being joined by April Atkins from the Small Business Administration, who's here to talk about all the different things available for you if you lost anything when it came to the devastating storms. Now, for that deadline for tomorrow, is there any additional information you can provide for individuals who have not applied yet, who are nervous to apply because, say you're a renter, but you don't own the home, or say you're an owner of a home and you rent it out. Are those individuals eligible for the FEMA disaster assistance at all?
They are. They should be. I work for SBA, but that would be something that FEMA would have to talk to them about. But for SBA, yes. Definitely go ahead and apply for sba.gov/disaster for physical damage. The physical damage deadline is November 12th. For the economic injury deadline, that will be June 11th, 2026.
Okay, sounds good. Any last information you feel like is important to share with our audience today when it comes to the Small Business Administration and what they're offering for those who are still trying to, recover from the devastating storms that we had here in Milwaukee?
Just don't give up. Just, there is help out there. There are resources, and we are here to help. We will be here. please give us a call at our number, 1-800. Again, it's 1-800-659-2955. And go on our website to get more information.
Thank you so much, April, for joining us here today.
Thank you, Kai. I appreciate it.
Again, that was April Atkins from the Small Business Administration here to have a conversation to talk about some of the opportunities you have for potentially if you have a business, right? We talked about what people are getting with the FEMA assistance. You know, if you have a business, then you can potentially get loans. If you didn't get enough money to cover some of the damage and you need to fix some things, you can get loans at 6%, they said, for individuals, 3.5% for nonprofits, and 8% for businesses. So definitely good to know that there are additional resources out there for us to take advantage of. But also do understand the deadline for the FEMA disaster assistance is tomorrow. So if you have not applied for the FEMA disaster assistance, make sure you do that by tomorrow, because that is the hard deadline for people to apply for that. I want to make sure that people get all the assistance that they need. If you have not gotten it yet, don't feel ashamed. That's why they have deadlines. So go ahead and make sure you go and apply for that. You can just simply look it up online, the Get Assistance, FEMA.gov. You'll be able to find assistance. You'll have to put in your information to find whether or not you can qualify, but definitely go ahead and apply for that FEMA disaster assistance that they have for Milwaukee. So again, 833-212-1017. This is Truth to Power. Before we go to break, we come back. I do want to let y'all know it's a big week for Educators Credit Union during College Scholarship Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Make sure y'all tap into Truth in the Morning tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. as they'll be joined by Victor Frazier, Director of Community Engagement at Educators Credit Union. They will highlight the $70,000 in scholarship Educators Credit Union gives to 35 outstanding high school seniors in southeastern Wisconsin. You won't want to miss this interview tomorrow with Victor Frazier from Educators Credit Union talking about how your kid can get those scholarship dollars to go to school. 833-212-1017. We come back on the other side, Truth Nation. Sometimes people say I take things too personal, but this time it was personal. I heard a comment talking about federal employees and someone who has family members who are federal employees and furloughed employees and trying to get by and raise children and be able to provide them with the things that they need in life. I think it's a little disrespectful for those to make comments to even threaten potentially not paying individuals who aren't working because of something they had nothing to do with. So on the other side of Truth Nation, we're going to have a conversation talking about air traffic controllers, furloughed employers, and all. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll have more on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
Steinhoffel's Black Friday mattress sale is happening now. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's mattress leader, and right now you'll find incredible Black Friday deals on all the best brands, plus 60 months, 0% financing. Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic mattress sets, $900 on Beautyrest, and even $900 on certified organic avocado sets. Woo! Only available at Steinhoffel's exclusively. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to upgrade your sleep, this is it. Shop in store or online at steinhoffels.com. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am your host, Kyle Wallace. I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio. Make sure y'all watch the stream is live on YouTube. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And now we can get right into it. Now, before we do, yesterday I had a conversation talking about 50-year mortgages in Ward in Milwaukee. Felt like he had something to say about the 50-year mortgages. Ward, what are your thoughts on, or what question do you have or comment do you have on the 50-year mortgage conversation?
Mortgages in general, you need to pay a close attention to your amortization schedule. If you take a 30-year mortgage, your note will be lower. If you take a 15-year mortgage, your note will be high. But you can take a 30-year mortgage and accelerate your amortization schedule to where you have the same as a 15-year mortgage. And it depends on how some mortgages, Educators Credit Union, for example, when you make a payment, whatever the mortgage is, they take the interest off and everything else goes to the principal. So in that case, if you made two payments, you'd be a month ahead, and you will have accelerated your amortization schedule. And a few years back, when they were doing a mortgage modification, that was a 40-year mortgage. Whatever you had, they would give you 10 more years and lower your payment. And from experience, some people I know, they have not paid anything down on their mortgage. If you take too long to pay your mortgage down, you'll never pay for it. And you'll probably get repo, or the house will die on you. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, they'll come and collect it. Thank you, Ward, for sharing that information. I mean, that's true. I mean, that's true. And I think he was telling the truth. And I told y'all yesterday, when you get a mortgage, if you do have a mortgage, whatever you can afford, I heard Dr. Ken talking about it as well. If you can throw anything extra on it, do that, because it definitely cuts down the time. And make sure you apply it to the principal. Make sure you talk to the bank to ensure that any extra money that you're paying gets applied to the principal. Not paying down the interest, but paying down the principal. What you will find is, you'll see that, you know, once that comes down, you'll end up paying off your loan faster. And the faster you pay off your loan, the less money you pay them in interest. And that is the name of the game. But 833-212-1017. I did want to get into today's conversation is, why are we telling people to work without pay? Ricky, I'm about to stand up to you. You may need to adjust the camera. Why are we telling people to work without pay? The shutdown may soon be over, Truth Nation. And as soon as the House votes, that will bring it to an end. And I won't discuss it until it is officially official. So you won't hear me discuss the shutdown yet. I stayed away from discussing, oh, the Democrats have eight people that are coming to, you know, to shut down, to end the shutdown. I'm not going to talk about it. Until the fat lady sang, which the fat lady should be singing, the federal government is expected to reopen tomorrow. So the fat lady should be singing either tonight or tomorrow. Then we'll talk about it here on Truth to Power. But until then, I'm not paying it no mind. But I did hear some concerning rhetoric coming from the White House yesterday, which can impact not only people here in Milwaukee, but people across this country that we love. Asking someone to work without a check, or in many instances asking people to work without a check, is considered illegal. Now, DJ Ricky, if you know, DJ Backdoor Ricky.
Yes, front door.
In front door, front door.
Front door and back door.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. He's what's called? He's versatile. And so with that, say you DJ, right? Because you DJ Ricky. And say you DJ and they say, hey, we want you to DJ here every month. Or, you know, we don't know we're going to pay you. Would you keep showing up after the first two times they didn't pay you?
No.
Okay. Like, exactly. You would say, well,
I provide a service. I tend to get paid at the end of the night.
That is exactly what we do. I provide a service here at Good Karma Brands, and I intend to be paid every 2 weeks like I signed up for. So for anybody to sit up here and try to act like people are wrong for being upset about not getting paid is ridiculous. We literally have labor laws to protect workers from a type of environments that we see right now with the federal government. Asking someone to work without pay is considered slavery. Now, I get it. It's not the slavery we think of with us getting hit up with a switch, with a whip. But it is considered slavery. Free labor is what it is. Not that deep. So I do want to shout out the individuals that are going to work, because shout out to you for working despite not being paid. So I'm still happy that y'all are going to work despite not being paid, because that is a choice. And you made a choice to say, you know what, I'm going to still go to work, because that's what you decided to do. But can you imagine, Truth Nation, can you imagine working for 40 days without getting a single check? That is complete insanity. Now imagine deciding, if you aren't going to pay me in a timely fashion, I'm not going to come into work. That would be something that would be justified, right? I wouldn't be mad at somebody for doing that. This is America. If you don't pay your bills, things get taken away. You don't pay that electric bill outside of the moratorium that's now because it's cold. You don't pay that electric bill here in Wisconsin in spring and summer. Guess what? They shutting that electricity off. You don't pay that phone bill. Guess what? That janky ass iPhone a lot of y'all got. Guess what? That's going to be cut off. Go ahead. Don't pay your rent. Don't pay your rent. Think you ain't going to get that 5-day notice in the mail that tell you got 5 days to get up out of here. Don't pay that mortgage. Your whole house going to be gone. So understand, In America, they do not care about your problems. The industries don't care about your problems. The businesses don't care about your problems. And we as workers here in America and those who are federal workers shouldn't give a dang about the problems of the government because that ain't none of their business. They should be getting their check regardless because they ain't got nothing to do with that. We are a capitalistic society. Bleep, you pay me. That's what people talk about, right? So I do not blame not one, not a single air traffic controller. I don't blame not a single TSA agent. I don't blame anybody that had the option to not come into work because they were not being paid what they signed up for. So I ain't mad about that, especially knowing that you're going to get back pay regardless if you come to work or not. It is not these individuals' fault that the incompetence of our government led to them not getting paid and led to them to have to make a choice whether or not they want to go into work or not. Now imagine someone getting on the social media and trying to shame people for not working while they're not getting paid on time, as they agreed to. Imagine someone with so much power threatening Americans, saying he is going to try to take away your money because you follow the rules. This is exactly what is happening here in America. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. So you can see this video about what our government is trying to do and what air traffic controllers are facing right now in this country, because I think it's important for us to understand when people are threatening to not pay furloughed employees, are threatening air traffic controllers with not getting paid because they're not coming to work, even though they don't have any money to get to work, understand that it's just compounding on the stress that they already have. So go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube so y'all can hear about the stress and pain air traffic controllers are going through, but also them being threatened by the most powerful man in the world about not coming to work, even though they're not being paid.
I'm Atra El-Nashar in Washington. Congress is on track to end the government shutdown this week, but it will take longer to get air travel back on track, according to the Transportation Secretary. And on Monday, airports across the country experienced major delays and cancellations. Travelers are likely to feel lasting effects of this shutdown.
Copy.
Air traffic controllers missing their second paycheck in a row.
They can't pay for gas to get to work.
Yesterday, my kids asked me how long we could stay in our house.
On Sunday, day 40 of the government shutdown, more than half of all major airline flights in the U.S. were either canceled or delayed, according to flight tracker data.
We need to figure this stuff out.
Air traffic controllers and TSA either working without pay or looking elsewhere for income. Some are doing both.
She has sold plasma twice, started delivering for DoorDash, and recently took a part-time job.
The shutdown is likely to end this week with the deal to fully fund parts of the government and provide a temporary budget for the rest until January 30th. President Trump saying Monday morning, all air traffic controllers must get back to work now. Anyone who doesn't will be substantially docked. For those air traffic controllers who were great patriots and didn't take any time off for the Democrat shutdown hoax, I will be recommending a bonus of $10,000 per person for distinguished service to our country. For those that did nothing but complain and took time off, even though everyone knew they would be paid in full shortly into the future, I am not happy with you. And if you want to leave service in the near future, please do not hesitate to do so with no payment or severance of any kind.
This shutdown isn't a light switch. It's not just on and it's not just off. Air traffic controllers have to go in and be perfect every single day. And they know, based on what is in the current bill, that January 30th will loom around the corner.
The shutdown.
Thank you so much, DJ Ricky. And so, yes, this man is out of his mind. Air traffic controllers have a stressful job already. They keep us safe in the air. Some decided that they were going to, you know what? They're done working for free. And the president decided to disrespect them, ignoring the stress from their job now being compounded from the stress of not being paid. We got to understand what's happening right now. The person who is in charge is heartless, y'all. They're heartless. This is the same administration back in October that stated there are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of. This is what they're saying. We'll take care of some in different ways, but it depends on who you're talking about. This is when they were asked about furloughed employees getting paid back pay. To me, it's so disrespectful and beyond out of touch to even put that type of rhetoric in the atmosphere. Why would you toy with individuals who are furloughed, right? Furloughed employees' livelihood. Why would you toy with their way of life? Why would you toy with their well-being by saying that you would advocate for them not to be paid? As if they asked not to come to work. As if it was their recommendation for us to have the shutdown. This man is so far from understanding the realities that many Americans face on a day-to-day. Because the inability of this government and this administration to negotiate to find middle ground put us in the situation that we are here today. Imagine you're an employee, and some of y'all listening could be furloughed employees, and you know. Imagine right now, Truth Nation, you're at work, and you get told that you can't come to work for the next 30 days, and we're not going to pay you. That's devastating. That's devastating. Being let go is devastating. But imagine being furloughed and being told that you're going to be furloughed, but you're going to have your job, but you won't get paid for the next 30 days, 40 days, or we don't even know when. It's craziness. And what's crazy is that in the past, Trump and Republicans have said repeatedly, if a shutdown occurs, if it happens, it's on the president and the people in charge to end it. It is upon them to make sure that it is ended. The Republicans have a trifecta. They have the Oval Office. They have the House and they have the Senate. And they couldn't find a way to get this thing over quicker. And now I understand we're looming with 8 Democrats who are looking to side with them to end this shutdown. Thank goodness. But the fact that he even pondered not paying thousands and thousands of Americans during a time where money is already tight, grocery bills are high, our day-to-day items are expensive, to float that people wouldn't get paid is extremely un-American. It is extremely out of touch. Only someone who was handed everything on a silver platter would think that this would be the right thing to do. To sit here and call individuals who did not go to work because they were not getting paid to say they're un-American and tell them to walk. Do you understand we already have a shortage of air traffic controllers? Do we forget the fact that at the start of this year, there was a military helicopter that ran into a commercial passenger plane in Washington, D.C. and killed people? And they tried to blame it on the air traffic control. They tried to blame it on DEI. That was the first thing they tried to blame it on. But they tried to talk about, you know, it shed a light on the fact that there's not enough air traffic controllers. And so now you have the dum-dum in office, the dum-dum in chief, Sleepy Don, doozy doze off Don, falling asleep, telling people to quit their jobs because they decided not to come to work when they weren't being paid. When the law allowed them to not come to work. Now you're saying, let's put more stress on the air traffic controllers who are working by saying, go, y'all should leave, to give us an even larger gap in safety in air traffic control. It's just stupidity. It really is. And again, I tell y'all, imagine your job just stopped paying you because they were just too damn stubborn to get a deal done.
Let him cook.
Car loans don't care about furloughs. Mortgages don't care about furloughs. Rent, grocery, kids' clothes, electric bills, rainy day funds, the basic needs don't care about furloughs. And guess who else don't care about furloughs and who don't care about you? The president. The president of the United States does not care about you. So for me, this type of rhetoric is inexcusable. It really is. It's indefensible. Republicans will try to act like it's not a big deal. That, oh, you know, this isn't bad. But this is a big deal. It really is. Don't let your bias get in the way of when you see something that is wrong. Wrong is wrong. Right is right. And it is extremely wrong to tell Americans that they don't deserve to be paid. It is extremely wrong to go up there and tweet out something or post on social media calling people un-American for not going to work when they're not going to get paid. 833-212-1017, Truth Nation. I'm going to continue this conversation on the other side when I wrap up the show. But before I do, Truth Nation, I want y'all to tune into the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Community Spotlight this Wednesday at 3:57 p.m. between The Tory Lowe Show and Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We'll be speaking with Dr. Tiffany Tardy from Pearls for Teen Girls, an organization empowering girls 5th through 12th grade across Milwaukee to lead the lives they deserve. Again, that is the Community Spotlight, the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Heart of Canal Street Community Spotlight, this Wednesday with Pearls for Teen Girls right here on 3:57 on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And then lastly, Truth Nation, before I let y'all go, are y'all ready to level up your mindset, your money, and your future? Join Coach Erica Odom, real estate investor, success coach, and published author for On the Journey with Coach Erica. Each month, Coach Erica shares real estate strategies, proven tips, and the mindset shift you need to reach your goals. Tune in tonight at 6 p.m. for another powerful discussion on the topic of finances and turning your passion into profit. Make sure y'all tune in to Coach Erica for another great show of On the Journey. Coach Erica will be joined by realtor Rothia Hunt and Easy Fix Financials, Jeremiah J.J. Jordan. That's On the Journey with Coach Erica live tonight at 6 p.m. right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We come back, Truth Nation. Make sure y'all watch the stream is live on YouTube. Give us a like. Give us a share. But I'm going to share again why this personally is affecting my family and why when I hear things coming out of the White House and I hear people talking about people shouldn't be paid, I take it personal. Because when your family is struggling and you see people making a mockery or making a joke or potentially threatening their livelihood, that is a damn problem. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. I'm going to share a personal story on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Make sure y'all watch this stream is live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That is 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like. Give us a share and give us a subscribe so you never miss any of your favorite Truth shows. I appreciate y'all, Truth Nation. I get to see some of the numbers, and I appreciate y'all supporting me. Got to keep growing, so thank y'all so much. But on the other side, we're talking about furlough employees and how some are not going to, how Trump has threatened not to pay some if they don't come into work, and specifically air traffic controllers, 833-212-1017. Tristan, what are your thoughts on furlough employees being threatened of not getting paid for not working?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a big fan of the show. I was just going to say, not only do I agree that the pain that this is inflicting on civil servants is awful, but think about the incentive structure that sets up for the future. None of these civil servants are getting rich at this job. They do it because it's stable and it supports something they believe in. In the future, we want our best and our brightest to be working for the federal government, to be air traffic controllers, to do these very important jobs. Who in the future is going to want to take on a job that is surrounded by such chaos and such uncertainty when they're doing it for maybe $100K if they're lucky? It's a terrible incentive structure going forward, and I fear what it's going to do to the infrastructure of the country. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Tristan. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, who wants to mess around with this back and forth every couple of years or every couple of months? Because this ain't going to be. Because here's the thing, is that they're going to sign an extension. But I believe the extension expires for the government funding. I gotta read it. But I believe this is like a short-term extension until end of January. So, I mean, we're not even talking about funding the government for a full year. I'll have all the information tomorrow. But, again, I want to reemphasize the fact that when you hear the President of the United States making comments, right, making comments about air traffic controllers not being paid or how he doesn't want to, he's going to look to not pay people for not coming to work, is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And having the president slam air traffic controllers, those who have basically helped keep us safe in the skies, and talk about how he's not happy that they took time off and how he wants them to substantially be docked. Shut up. Shut your old sleepy ass up. Don't nobody want to hear that. And when I think about the fact that they even considered telling furloughed employees that they may not give them back pay is absolutely ridiculous. Again, I have people in my family who are trying to make things stretch because they have not been paid in 42 days. And you're going to run your damn mouth. Shut up. And if anybody doesn't feel he should shut up, you should shut up too. That's craziness. Craziness. So I take this very personal. It's absolutely absurd to think that it is okay to even think about not paying people, using people as collateral damage. It's egregious. My family and 730,000 federal employees did not ask not to work. They didn't say, let me not come in today. No, they worked. Some of them worked every day and some of them didn't. But they were just doing what they were allowed to do, and others were told not to come in. And here's an idea. If y'all want to make up for some of the lost money that you may deem as lost money, if y'all want to make up for that, right, this is what y'all can do. I have an idea. How about everybody who works for the White House administration? How about the president, his cabinet members, all his staffers, everybody that works in that White House? How about you, plus the folks in the Senate, plus the folks in the House, plus the Supreme Court justice and their staffers? How about everybody who works in politics, all their staffers? How about y'all take y'all check and the money that y'all got, and many of them in the House and the Senate were paid. How about y'all take y'all money and y'all send it back to the government? Because if y'all got a problem with these furloughed employees being paid, how about you lead by example and turn your check back in? The House of Representatives has not been to work for a month now. For a month now. But they still collecting the check. The audacity. The audacity to ask for these people to get their money back is ridiculous. If you think furloughed employees, air traffic controllers, and TSA agents shouldn't get paid, you are part of the problem here in America. And I hope you face financial adversity in your life where you have to worry about how you will pay your bills. I hope you have to face adversity where you have to figure out where you're going to get your next meal from. I hope you have to talk to your kids about why things feel different, feel tighter, in tension in a household, why mom and dad might be crying or might be arguing on how we're going to make these things work. I hope you feel the same pain that they have to face if you don't have any empathy for this. But this has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am Kyle Wallace. The Tori Lowe Show is up next, 104 Truth Nation. As always, I appreciate y'all chiming in. We'll be back tomorrow, Truth Nation. I love y'all. Peace out. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Yeah.